This is Decoded Datebook for December 18th. In 1893, Clint Nichols, a Kansas City druggist, came to Wahpeton and rented a house with Mrs. Maud Graham and her three children. The pair intended to establish Dakota residency so they could divorce their spouses. Mr. Graham soon arrived from Minneapolis. He had hired detectives to trace his wife after learning of several large trunks she'd checked into the baggage car. Maud and Clint had been sweethearts in Kansas before she met Mr. Graham in the East. She married Graham in 1885. Her father, also a Kansas City druggist, left her a fortune, and the wealthy heiress decided to return to Clint. She filed for divorce on grounds of non-support. After securing their Dakota divorces, Clint and Maud married. In March of 1894, they went to Maud's elegant Minneapolis mansion to live. But they were arrested on complaint of Mr. Graham, who had launched a criminal case alleging illicit relations. "Nichols a bigamist," blared a St. Paul headline. Although the case was dismissed, it continued to fill newspapers around the country. But Clint's first wife, Minnie Nichols, also fought back. She contested the divorce and sued Maud for $50,000. In June of 1895, she took the matter to the North Dakota Supreme Court with Judge Max Lauder of Wahpeton presiding. Minnie Nichols testified she had never agreed to the divorce, but the decree stood. According to the Wahpeton Times, Mr. and Mrs. Nichols returned from Fargo this week, much elated after the suit concluded. The dispute was settled monetarily, granting the first Mrs. Nichols $9,500 equity in Maud's Minneapolis property. Clint and Maud then returned home, where Judge Lauder remarried them. "Thus ends a painful and expensive controversy," the paper wrote, "and now the community joins in wishing and hoping that the latter union will be happy and prosperous." On this date in 1897, Christmas shoppers flocked to the iconic Masonic Temple building owned by the Nichols. Preparing to sell out, he advertised deep discounts, 50% and lower on gift items at his drugstore. But the couple's happiness was short. Maud died in 1898 from complications of rheumatic fever that had affected her brain and left her mostly unconscious for the past several years. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lee Erdrich. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.